In an update to its facilities master plan, the School District of Philadelphia now recommends closing 18 schools instead of 20. WHYY's Corey Sharber has more.
Russell Conwell Middle School and Motivation High School were removed from the closure recommendations after receiving outspoken support from families to stay open. Under Superintendent Tony Wallington's original plan, Conwell would have merged with AMY at James Martin. The two schools are about a mile and a half apart, nearly a 40-minute walk, a commute families raise concerns about.
We do not take great delight in recommending to close 18 schools. And so we're pleased that we took the time to listen to our parents and families.
The facilities plan is expected to cost $2.8 billion, with $1 billion funded by district reserves and $1.8 billion from public and philanthropic sources. The project is expected to take 10 years to complete. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
Cameras mounted on SEPTA trolleys are being used in coordination with the Philadelphia Parking Authority to make sure people don't park on trolley tracks. Parking Authority head Rich Laser says the goal is to keep mass transit flowing freely.
It's about safety and movement and making sure folks are considerate. Again, trolleys will not be able to go around a vehicle, so you're stopping the day for everybody that's on that trolley. So this is about making sure movement in our city is constant happening.
After a month-long trial period, the cameras will begin issuing $51 parking tickets in April. It is 50 degrees in Philadelphia right now. How about that? Going down to 28 overnight Saturday. Going to be even warmer, mostly sunny, high 55, low 36. Sunday, we cool down a bit, mostly overcast on Sunday, high 44, low 22. Next week, we start cold with a couple days in the 30s, but after that, a steady warming trend, and we could be in the 60s by next weekend.